Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Friday edition of Zero Block 30, and today we have five rounds in the magazine. Round number one, the Space Force is officially official, and Kate is applying to be the branch's professional jingle writer. We promise it won't be as bad as the last song that we did. Maybe. But it probably will be, though. Round number two, a woman kept her dead husband's body in a freezer for 10 years and collected all those sweet, sweet VA benefits. A victimless crime? Maybe. We're going to explore it to find out, though. Round number three, move aside, you dumb boots. The Army's doing smart boots now that can charge your electronics on humps, and it's going to let those higher-ups track your locations. Good luck going AWOL and those bad boys. Round number four, you heard of crazy ex-boyfriends or girlfriends calling someone way too many times. Now the Army unit is going to do that with their soldiers while they're on block leave. Round number five, we asked for your stories about memorable military holiday parties and learn more than we bargained for. Did you know that an EOD unit isn't allowed to wear robes to their... Oh my God. Round number five, we asked for your stories about memorable...
Memorable holiday parties and...
Shut up. Round number five, we asked for your stories about memorable military parties and learn more than we bargained for. Did you know that the EOD isn't allowed to wear robes to their parties anymore? Now you do, and you're about to find out so much more. And all of that today is going to be brought to you by our good friends at... Do you know, Kate, off the top of your head?
Ooh, it's not Quip. It's not... Is it Roman?
No.
Oh, is it... it's not Dick Wipes.
I'll give you a hint. Turkey Peak.
My favorite, and I love their underwear too, Tommy John's.
There you go. It's brought to you by our good friends at Tommy John's. Tommy John's is your one-stop shop for everyone on your shopping list. Whether it's their revolutionary underwear, their loungewear, or their clothing, Tommy John guarantees a perfect fit. I was talking to Wifey about this on a way to an appointment this morning. You know what's totally out, I think, in 2019, 2020 especially?
Tell me.
Thongs. I think thongs are a thing of the past.
Finally. Cons, what are you going to do? You're going to have to get all new Tommy Johns.
I know. This is really disappointing news.
Mm. I've never really understood the idea how thongs got super popular. The idea of underwear resting right in the middle of your butthole. Terrible.
Well, it's like to hide that you're wearing underwear, but we all know we all wear underwear, so who cares?
Yeah, y'all know. But Tommy Johns, have you seen theirs that for the ladies, I've seen them where they're so thin that you can't even tell that you're wearing them anyway. Tommy Johns has made thongs a thing of the past. I think that should probably be their tagline. No free advertisement writing.
I wore a pair last night with my dress to the holiday party so that you couldn't see my... So it was very useful.
So we couldn't.
And they're breathable, wedgie-proof underwear for ridiculously soft loungewear. They have all kinds of stuff that never rides up, and the waistbands always stay put. It is amazing. I never have to go deep inside the crevices of my nutsack. No cutting beans when you're wearing Tommy John's. And they have limited edition gift sets for men and women, like the ones that I'm wearing right now, that have Christmas trees on them. They are wonderful. They're adorable. I look fantastic in them. And they go long down your legs, so they're kind of like half long johns, too. Time is running out, though. Order by December 22nd for a guaranteed Christmas delivery and save 20% off at TommyJohns.com with the code CHAPS. That's code CHAPS for 20% off at TommyJohns.com. How are we feeling?
I feel great. As compared to last year when I came in with sunglasses on, not feeling too hot, I feel fantastic.
Yeah, you were right. I tried to ask you to, like, we could record at normal time because the later we record during the day, normally, like, the later I stay editing, putting stuff together, I needed that extra couple hours. But I think also having the extra couple hours made me drink more.
I'm gonna say this as politely as possible. When I walked in, I looked at Bren and I said, Bren, you look like shit.
Yeah, it's making me angry right now that you're doing okay, because I'm not doing okay, and it's
you
really
also look
annoying.
Like a bag of trash.
I look like a bag of trash.
I just think that shows Cons has a problem. We need to have a
Because
I saw those
here.
Instagram stories up late. There is no reason in the world that Khan should be feeling fresh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either.
No, it's maddening. I don't feel fresh. The lights are killing me right now. This is why we have 70 bright lights facing me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I was late on that clap because I didn't, because like the clap was going to hurt my brain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like this, the loud popping, was, I knew it was going to be painful.
Well,
so.
It started with, I did a couple tequila shot of runes, mm-hmm. and I shouldn't have done that.
Probably
and
not.
And then I started ripping heaters with reckless abandon, guys. I smoked about 50
Katie
cigarettes.
Off the wagon.
I smoked about 50 cigarettes. Every time I saw somebody go out to smoke a cigarette, I was like, fuck it. I'll go too.
I'll go.
Yeah, but in your defense, I don't think when you're drinking and there's snow on the ground, cigarettes count.
Right.
I think you can throw them all out the window. There is nothing. I haven't smoked like consistently in a long time. You throw some snow on the ground, buddy, it's over. We're going out there and we're ripping cigs.
Smoking cigs in the snow, what a treat, you know? I solid
and you
agree.
Can flick your ass, you hear the little tss. I love that sound. When you take something that's on fire and you stick it in water, it just makes that tss.
That's why
sound.
I was doing it. I was just out there listening. It was like AMSR. I was just tss, ripping them over and over. I had too much to drink.
Yeah.
Then I Irish exited on everybody and yep. just dipped out. I got texts from people who were like, did I just see you get in a cab? Like they were looking out the window and saw me like whoosh into the night. Decided that I would go to my favorite local bar in my neighborhood by myself.
I knew it. I knew it. I thought you were going to say some weird ass art exhibit.
No, I went to this local bar that I love and I got kicked out.
Why?
Because I ordered a whiskey double. And he said, I don't think you need a double. And I said, who the fuck are you? I said, pardon me? Pardon moi? And I got real sassy, and I got asked to leave.
Katie sassy
Katie
pants.
Alcohol-related incident. My
wow.
I know. So shout out Domini's on 30th Avenue. We are we're on the outs right now.
And
we're
now
on
a break. You have to go back there and look at that fella in the face.
I know. Well, Brent said I need to go spot. Apologize. I was being, I think it's because I had a dress on and little booties, and I was like, I'm a sassy little bitch. And I just felt so sassy that I sassed him.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is that you weren't even going to come at all.
I know.
And then I stepped out of the party to call you, and I said, hey, you got to get your ass here.
You
Let's
did.
Go.
This well, is all your fault.
So, yeah, in my
fault.
Brain, I knew that that was all a charade. Kate's like, oh, no, you know what? I don't feel like tying one on with a bunch of free alcohol. Bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
I think that was silly. We all knew.
Yeah.
Also, I looked at my phone. I was up till 4:30 in the morning texting my man friend. Mm. I'm like, I'm not worthy of love. Like, I was weird.
All emotional.
Katie drunk emo. It was, I was
Katie
just
over-served.
A fucking mess. I'm just glad I left and went to be a mess on my own in my own neighborhood and didn't do it in front of work people because
special shout to Large who yet again this year brought a cooler full of Miller High Life. I guess you would they
magnums.
Were they four magnums 40
yeah.
something
yeah, 40 ounces
yeah the 40 ounce Miller High Life's.
Yeah, I was trying to do the math on why I feel like shit and then I remembered that I came across Large just at the perfect storm, like the wrong moment where he just like turned around from the bar and had two full glasses in each hand of two fingers of vodka, and he's just like, look for three people, like, hey, do these shots with me, and I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, largest,
had to throw
I'm out on
like
shots
that.
Forever and ever and amen. I will never do a shot for the rest of my life.
Well, later never. In this episode, we'll get into other people who had similar holiday party experiences within their own military units, but anyways, long story short, I feel like it's going to be a good episode, because I legit think I'm still a little fucked up, so I'm having a good time.
Alright, well, let's actually get into it now. Here we go. Round number one.
Round number one, Space Force gets approved. Space
and can I say Force. Something before we really get into it? Space Force, I am going to put Space Force on a temporary one-year suspension from
what?
ZBT.
Why?
We are not going to recognize them until they earn it. It's just like boots. You have to have a little hazing. We're going to have podcast hazing where Space Force members are not allowed. We're not going to have any rounds about the Space Force for a year.
Well,
all right.
Okay. Well, there goes round number
one. That sounds like no fun.
Cool. Round number two. Let's see.
No, keep going. Let's go.
Frozen Body. No,
we
don't care about the Space Force. So I don't care about the Space Force.
No,
let's make it effective 2020 so we could get the round.
I was very excited. I thought we'd get cool t-shirts. I thought we got fun songs.
What's the Space Force's
song? I take it
back.
Maybe I overreacted. Let's get going. What do we got for the Space Force, Kate?
Well, I wrote a song about it.
Let's hear it.
Well, so here's the thing. There's a lot of new, if you're a business-minded person, and there's a new military branch, you say, how do I get in on this?
Yes.
You know, I want to, I'm a uniform company. I'm going to pitch the new uniforms for the fucking Space Force.
Yes.
I'm a this, I'm a that. Well, I said, what are my skills? I can sing and I can dance. And I said, that will be the new, like, the military has a song for every branch. Like, what's the Army's?
The Army Goes Rolling Along.
The Army Goes Rolling Along. The Marine Corps. From the halls of my, we have, so Space Force needs a song. I said, I'll be the first to hop in there.
Right.
And I tweeted at the DOD. I'm like, wrote a little song for you about the Space Force, and this could be their official Space Force song. Hit it, Bren. Space Force, out of this atmosphere. Space Force, there ain't no gravity up in here. Space Force, if you forget your stupid gear, your whole body gets sucked into an evil wormhole. Space Force, that's right, you know I joined the Space Force. Steven, I'm out of your orbit now. Space Force, hear that, I hope you're happy. Steven, you broke my fucking heart, and I hope that I get sucked into an evil wormhole, and that you feel bad about it forever and ever. Space Force. Okay, so that's the song, and it has nothing to do with the breakup that I went through with a man named Steven. So, but basically, the Senate voted overwhelmingly on Tuesday to pass a $738 billion with a B defense policy bill that creates Trump's Space Force and gives federal employees 12 weeks of paid paternal leave, sending it to the White House, where Trump has promised to quickly sign it into law. So the Space Force is part of this huge bill that went through, but there's a lot of other interesting stuff in it, too. But they voted 86-6 in favor of the National Defense Authorization Act to bring this Space Force into life. Who are the eight? Who are the eight wet mops?
Seriously.
I'm sure Chaps was
probably
one of them.
Probably libertarians. Chaps, they don't vote yes for anything.
Chaps was probably dressed up like a politician and went over there and said, no, I don't like the Space Force.
I probably would have.
Yeah, probably. But basically, as one of the few pieces of major legislation Congress passes every year, the NDAA becomes a large vehicle for a range of policy measures, as well as setting everything from military pay levels to which ships or aircraft will be modernized, purchased, or discontinued. This year's legislation included a 3.1 pay increase for the troops, the first ever paid family leave for all federal workers, the creation of the Space Force, the first new branch of the U.S. military in more than 60 years, and a top military priority for Trump. So, hey, 3.1 pay increase. Get in, bitches. We're going shopping.
Hell yeah.
That's exciting.
But it's also bullshit because you know the Space Force is going to have some badass barracks. Their chow halls are going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
It's just another thing to put the Marine Corps down another notch.
It's going
to be
the Air Force.
Why can't
steroids.
We get our own branch? Like, you didn't even. Why keep include us in the Department of the Navy? Just give us our own department. Like, we've been around since 1775. We fucking deserve to have our own department by now. Space Force jumps in and they get one right away. Well, by being a fucking boot. That's like starting somebody that just because they're on the team. You got to earn it, pal. Even if you're the number one pick overall, you got to earn it.
I love
Chaps
Space Force.
Chaps is salty.
I love Space Force right away. I loved Space Force the
I
second
hate
I saw it from
They're
across
my
the room.
Last.
The first time Space Force's little beady little eyeballs looked into mine, I said, I love Space Force. I want to be on it.
And how do you start it up? What are you going to... You're going to have like a... You,
oh, my
you
God.
Enlist?
He's so negative. Please.
We get a new military
second you
branch.
Enlist and all of a sudden you're the sergeant major of the Space Force? How the fuck is that going to go? And don't tell me that they're going to be bringing people from other branches of service. Imagine a Marine just jumping into a space uniform. No,
if
thank
that
you.
Doesn't get so, you wet in the britches, I don't know what. Does. I don't know what you're upset about. That's
I
hot.
Think they're going to have to take people from the other branches, starting from
right,
scratch.
It's going to be like an expansion draft.
Yeah, yeah. They'll definitely recruit new people, but there's definitely going to be, you know, some cherry picking from the Army, the Air Force, the Marines for sure.
If I was in charge of recruiting, hot people only.
Space yeah,
Force
Space Force.
Has
gotta
be
nothing but good looking.
Air Force is going to be so jealous.
Yeah. What would you design their? Oh, what if all their government buildings had those things that you put in kids' bedrooms that it's like those glow in the dark moons and stars every time you walk down
the
it's
ceiling.
Just space stuff For all sure. everywhere. Or their what color camis? I think you got to go black camis with
silver,
like
dude.
Almost like dandruff Ooh. Flakes all over it, so it'll look like stars,
like little speckles of white,
like a cosmic like blue green.
Yeah.
Or they like sparkle and things like that. I think you got to have some type of cosmos in your uniform.
Oh, it's got to be metallic all the way and like a fluffy metallic.
Yeah. They're probably going to need their own academy too.
Oh my God, the Space Force Academy.
If they get an academy, I am super out on them. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
Yo, it's probably going to be somewhere awesome too, like San Diego.
Cons, you might get replaced by some Space Force Academy
Cons,
officer.
What if they asked you to come teach at the Space Force Academy?
What
would you
an honor that would be. What an honor. I'd have to seriously consider that.
Oh my God, playing football for Space Force? Forget it. Forget it. Oh, what a treat.
Man.
Have
you know what?
Your
if they
mind?
If they do play, they should be able to play. If you have like the Space Force Academy, they should be able to play with that old Nerf ball with the tail that you could throw like 100.
The vortex,
yeah,
the vortex,
yeah,
for sure.
I think that's only fair.
I agree.
Wow, oh, can't wait now. I'm jazzed for the Space Force.
So excited for the Space Chaps. Did we change your heart? Did we?
No, I hate those.
Oh
bitches.
My God! All right, well, I'm
bunch
super
of fucking
in
pussies over there.
Oh my God!
All right, let's move on to round two.
I genuinely got upset at you for not liking the Space Force in the beginning. I was legit butthurt. I was like, he doesn't like the Space Force?
What a stick in the mud.
I know. I was like genuinely upset.
There's no bread on, or no bread, no butter
there's
on
no
there.
Fucking butter. I told him extra butter.
I'm ready, Kate. Are you?
Oh, you told me you're fiddling around. I thought I had time.
All right, here we go.
It's a tough bagel, man. Get off
it's a
dick.
Tough bagel, man.
You
fucking
can go
1:30.
Ahead. I'll be back here. Go ahead.
Round number two comes to us from Task and Purpose. It was originally on Business Insider, but it says that there is a story coming out of Utah. A woman had been cashing VHX for a long time, but the story behind it is a little bit unusual. Here we go. When Utah police arrived at a retirement community to conduct a welfare check last month, they were disturbed to find not only the body of an elderly woman who lived there, but an additional man's corpse tucked inside a deep freezer in her utility room. The man was eventually identified as Paul Mathers, who was 58 years old when he was last seen in 2009. West Point Math Cons, how long ago was that?
2009 was 10 years ago.
10 years ago. He was the husband of the 75-year-old woman also found in the home. She said, the sergeant said, I've been here 13 years, and this is one of the strangest cases that we've ever seen. We've never had anything like this at all. He said when police arrived at the scene, they made the discovery on opening her fridge and the freezer and found food that would indicate some type of timeline as to when the man had died. But when a detective opened up the freezer in the utility room, he immediately finds an unidentified deceased adult male in the freezer. Police made the discovery on November 22nd and initially called the incident very suspicious. You think? But after several weeks of investigating, police announced Monday that they found several equally bizarre clues that may help explain the incident. This part blew my fucking dick off. Hansen said investigators searching through Mathers' home found a notarized letter from December of 2008 that appeared to be from Mathers declaring that he was not killed by his wife. We're going to go further into the story. But imagine being that notary public. You'd be like, now you want me to say what now? Like, you want me to certify what? That you didn't? So you're alive. You might eventually be dead. But you want me to certify that at this moment, she has not killed you?
Got it.
That's weird. It's weird.
Well, the story, he was had a terminal illness, I guess. And it almost sounds like the two of them were in cahoots together. Like,
oh,
he
they're
knew,
big time in cahoots.
Yes. Like, he took one for the team. That's love. He knew he was dying. And he was like, put me in the freezer, queen.
Right. That's exactly you know? What I would do. That's why I love this story. You think whenever you read the headline, you're like, what the hell is going on here? But the sergeant goes on to say, we believe that he had a terminal illness because his last appointment with the VA was February 4th of 2009. Hansen also told the Salt Lake Tribune that expert has not verified whether the signature on the letter truly belonged to Mathers. He added that the woman who notarized the letter in 2008 told police that she never read the document before stamping it and signing it herself, which goes to prove that maybe a notary isn't the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Investigators have also discovered that Mathers collected nearly $177,000 from the VA in benefits and are still looking to whether she continued to receive his Social Security benefits. But the crazy part about this whole case is they're investigating all of it, and they're both dead. Like, right. Both of them are dead. She's dead too. So what does it matter? Like, what are you gonna do? Even if you
what's
find
the point?
Out that all of this stuff is true, she's dead too.
Yeah, then what? Nothing happens. Yeah. So it's a meaningless investigation, quite frankly.
Completely meaningless. But I wanna err on the side of love. Because as you know, if people have listened to the Chaps and Kate show and our show for a long time, I love love.
Yes.
And I think that this is so beautiful. You come down with a terrible disease that you know you're going to die from. You go to your beloved and you say, beloved, this is it for me. I don't want to be. Have you ever? So I took this class on death and dying. And there's this French movie that is about this type of thing where a man has very terminal illness and he's also paralyzed from the neck down. And there's a woman that he loves, and he tells her to go on and do your own thing without me. He can't speak. He can't do anything. And she says that at one point I asked her to come back. His sister, whenever she came in, he had a caretaker. He's like, I just want to die, and I don't want you to tell anybody I die because I want you to continue to bring in the disability that he gets from the French government. And he says, this is the greatest show of love that I can have for you is that you live on and you're taken care of for the rest of your life by me being dead. And so she eventually does it. The family breaks down. That's what I imagine here. This is just a lovely scene. You're giving something terrible in a terminal illness, and the next thing you know, you're having this conversation. I want to still take care of you because that's my only concern in this world. Just beautiful.
Though I will say I don't advocate for fraud.
Probably not.
Not
no,
a big
that's
fan
probably
of
not
fraud.
A good,
oh, I do.
Good idea.
Also, I'm a big time advocate for fraud.
Also, I want to say this sounds lovely, but the police spoke with neighbors and friends.
Don't sour this, Kate.
And family members. And like nobody knew he was dead for 10 years. So
shitty friends and neighbors.
Right?
Yeah. A little
like,
bit.
I don't know.
What was the deal there?
Like, how do you bet, not? Well, if I had, let's say, there might be, I live in a decent-sized neighborhood. I might not ever notice that one of my neighbors was dead.
That's
I
fair.
I mean, like, the people
that
are around
me. Unless you interact with
someone
on a daily basis.
I don't see them. Like, I don't think if they, it would take me probably a decade to notice that my neighbor across the street hasn't moved his car in 10 years.
But it says they talked to friends and family members too, and like, nope, they didn't notice either. Like, mm-hmm. At least they would notice if I disappeared for 10 years,
yeah,
you know? Like,
sure.
I just, or was everyone in on it? Was
Ooh,
everyone
maybe.
In cahoots?
Maybe it was a big conspiracy. Maybe they were feeding
so
checks to
cahoots.
The rest of the neighborhood. But let me
maybe
tell
it was
you.
Kind of like Sports by Brooks.
Yeah. If this isn't a movie in 2020 starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, we're failing as a society.
I agree.
But also, why did she have to fake that he was dead? Doesn't a spouse receive those?
She didn't fake it.
No, I mean, why did she not tell anyone that he was dead? Doesn't the spouse receive those benefits even after death?
I don't think.
It depends on how long they're married.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know.
So
I'm
it could
sure.
be like maybe it was like a second marriage and she wasn't around whenever he got the VA benefits type
got
of thing.
Got it.
It could have been a lot of different things. Who knows?
All I'm thinking is that to keep it going, maybe every night she took his frozen body out, put him on a train set, and sent him around the living room so the neighbors would be like, there he goes again. He's
home alone. I thought we were going to go a place of necrophilia there, and I got super nervous.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say 100%. He lays in bed with
her.
I was like, we are not a necrophilia podcast.
No, we
we're
are
a
not.
Lot of things, but that's
not all. What did you guys think of me that you thought I was about to be like, maybe she takes him out and does him?
Well,
what?
Answer that for yourself.
Get out of here.
Why do you think we think
I'm
those
hungover,
things about
but
you?
I'm not a criminal. Sheesh.
I just don't understand.
I don't think. I won't say that.
Okay. Yeah.
Last thing I'll say on this. Why didn't she just bury him herself or have someone bury the guy? Like, why keep
him
in a freezer?
75 cons? How is she going to fucking. That's a 6
right.
foot hole?
Right.
All right.
Just
maybe.
Keep it plugged in and have a generator. At least you've got a retirement
right.
home where you know like they have backup power. Honestly, what
janitor.
I think they should do is take her out to Arizona, strap him up to some artillery, and shoot him to smithereens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Long
Doris.
Time stoolie Doris out there still.
Doris. Well, I'm just glad that Matthew Mathers. What's his name?
That's not important.
Yeah. Well, he's up there with Doris now. Yeah, they're together, and that's what matters.
Shooting the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something the Space Force could do. Like, if you want to go to space and you want your body just to float around, how
cool
would
that
be?
If you
just got, like,
gosh,
put in zero gravity and your body's just, like, floating around and not decomposing forever.
Well, so...
Yo, and you know what else would be cool? You strap a camera to it and you see where it goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Your family gets that live feed to your body forever.
Right. Oh, pardon me.
Well, follow it.
Mom.
All right, let's move on to round three.
Okay.
All right, round number three is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out of it is hard, though, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smaller interest rates and smarter interest rates to help you pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education, job history, and that results in the form of a smarter interest rate. Smart believes that you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you, and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to use to check your rate in just a few minutes. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds in the very next business day, which is pretty incredible. Over 300,000 people have used Upstart to pay off their credit card debt, and they are going to free you from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment, which makes it so much easier. Because I know a lot of boots, like you rack up some credit card debt, and having it all in one payment would make it so much easier for them to track. Because you're not like – a lot of times we're not the – most organized fellas and ladies in the world, especially in the military crowd. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/ZBT to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Check your rate only takes a few minutes and it won't affect your credit at all. That's why you go to upstart.com/ZBT. Let's get going with round number three. What do we got, Cons?
Well, round number three comes to us from our friends at U.S. Army What the Fuck Moments. I hate that.
Cons cussed on the podcast.
Damn it.
Woo! U.S. Army kick rock moments.
Integrity violator. Officers don't swear.
But anyway, we see a counseling statement, and the counseling statement reads, soldiers will be contacted by first-line leadership at least twice per week throughout block leave. Failure to respond within 24 hours to a text or phone call will result in section leadership utilizing additional measures to contact soldiers. Wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Soldiers.
I don't know.
Soldier, hey, if I call you and you don't call back. Hey.
Gunny will fly to your house and knock on your fucking door.
Yeah. Hey, is PFC Brent here? Open up, bitch. I know you're eating your cookies, but open up.
Anyway, it says soldiers will develop with their first line leader a PT program to be executed during block leave. The program will be documented on the attached PT goals card. The leader will keep one copy and the soldier will take a copy with him or her on block leave. This will be filled out and submitted before departing on block leave. This will be an inspectable item prior to closeout on 20 December. Workout completion will be reported to first line leadership at the completion of every workout session. Soldiers will retain a copy of the attached contact card throughout the duration of their block leave.
Wait, is this saying they have to take paperwork home with them to prove to like get signed off on like they're working out?
Yes.
Who among them is not forging that shit? Also, whose command is this? Whom's command is this? Someone come get your command because they're out of pocket right now. This is out of pocket, this command. What the fuck? Block leave.
I love that Kate's getting triggered because this is a junior troop thing. And she's like, fuck no.
Yeah. What? Absolutely not.
So let's pretend I was the commander and I wrote this. And what would you say to me, my face?
I would say, with all due respect, sir, kick some goddamn rocks. Kick some rocks.
That.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, okay, that's what
I was actually planning on PTing every day. I was going to do it anyways.
This crew worked extra hard on her workout packet, sir. So I think ripping heaters
so
really helps
dumb
that
things
voice.
That we require. Like, when you're in, it seems like such a good idea. And it is a good idea, I guess. Like, to go out there with your sergeant and be like, all right, show me your left blinker. Show me your right blinker. Honk your horn. Backup lights. Got to check all that shit before you go out on leave. But this takes it too damn far, man. Just tell them, like, hey, we're going to do a PT test when we come back. Make sure that you stay in good shape. Or recognize the fact that whenever you guys back, I want you to go out and have a good time on your holiday leave. When you get back, we're going to kick it into an extra gear. We're going to work off those holiday pounds that I know you guys are going to get whenever you're enjoying it. Like,
lot of options. A lot of options besides actually going through with this.
Also, that they're going to be calling and texting you while you're on block leave. Military members have stressful jobs, stressful lives. Mm-hmm. They're away from their families for long periods of time. When they're on leave, let them be on leave. Mm-hmm. They earned it. This is their leave that they're allotted, that they're allowed. Get off their dicks and vaginas.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, too. How annoying is this for the leadership? If I am like a sergeant or squad leader and I have to even 5 texts or phone calls every other day or whatever the occurrence is here, that's annoying for them, too.
I like to think Corporal Kate would say, okay, we're into my little squad. Like, we're not doing this, but call me if you have a problem. Like, yeah. I like to think that that's what I would do. I don't know.
This is just ridiculous. Hours.
Get out of here. We don't approve of that kind of leadership. But, however, Staff Sergeant Cawthorn would have been big time in this. This is something that I would have done for sure. I would have definitely counseled all the Marines that you better be PTing while you're gone and calling and shit like that. Big time.
Yes.
But I think you hit the nail on the head. You just tell them how they should behave. And you know what? Doesn't really matter what you say. Soldiers are going to be soldiers. Marines are going to be Marines. They're going to do whatever the hell they want. They're going to drink too much on block leave.
Space Force just up there floating around goofing, chugging tequila.
I love Space Force, man.
Oh, God. Here we go. God, let's move on to round 4.
Hear that?
What's that?
Is it Jingle Bells?
Maybe.
Is that a holiday party taking place nearby?
Possibly.
Oh, well, speaking of, do we have the audio from us at our holiday party? Hit it, Bren. Okay, so we're supposed to record 0:30 tomorrow morning, but these recruits...
This recruit wanted to record at 11:30, and Staff Sergeant wanted to record at 1 o'clock.
So that was a hot mess, and thankfully other people who listen to Zero Blog 30 are wonderful listeners, reached out with their craziest, weirdest, wackiest holiday party moments in the military. So some of our favorites, I like this one here, this is from Addison Spees, won a bottle of tequila and was doing shots with anyone high ranking I could find. Offered some to the chief, who had apparently come by every shop to talk about his struggles with alcoholism, but I missed that being on the overnight shift. Finish the bottle, though.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing like holiday parties to break down the barriers of rank.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It really gets thrown out the window.
Like Terrence Avery said, one time a company lost a radio, so we went on battalion lockdown. That company still had their FRG Christmas party in the battalion conference room while everyone else in the battalion slept in offices and anywhere we could find. So they weren't letting them go home. They all had to stay until Well, it turns out the radio was in a wall locker the whole time. So they missed the holiday party. They had to sleep at the office, and it turns out it was right there. Disney Captain said, Christmas 2010, Afghanistan, getting ready to head out the wire on a QRF mission. I ran around the front of our MRAP towards the passenger side of the vehicle. The TC couldn't see me and opened a 500-pound steel door right into my head. I was unconscious for 20 minutes. Yeah, Christmas in Afghanistan, slightly different vibe. Not as fun of a party.
More of a Babadook kind of vibe.
More of a Babadook kind of vibe over there. Being drunk.
I love that joke. Anytime we could throw in a little Babadook vibe, I love that joke.
That's one of those jokes that you guys have been making for like as long as I've known you, as long as you've been working together, and I have no idea where it comes from. I don't know why it's funny, but you guys just fucking crack up every time you
say it. We love it. Well, you know what it's from, right, Cons?
No.
What?
Oh my God, how did you guys not tell us?
You and I are thinking,
you don't know what it is.
And I have been doing this joke not realizing that no one else gets it for like 2 years.
It's like one of those jokes that like I repeat back to you guys.
Joke is there was this meme, I think it was like 5 years ago, went super viral. It was a Halloween joke where this guy goes to a Halloween party and he says, I went to a Halloween party tonight, but it turns out, and he's dressed as the Babadook. And it turned, he said,
what
it turns
the fuck
out
is a Babadook?
It was a lady, though.
Wine type of vibe.
Yeah, it was a lady who went to a Halloween party dressed as the Babadook. Dressed as
what's
like,
the Babadook?
Then there was another one who responded to that one, and it's an entire party of people who are dressed like the Babadook, and then she's at, and I thought it was going to have an adult drinking wine type of vibe.
Yeah.
So that's
people,
the joke.
That's us explaining the Babadook meme to everyone that can't see shit, which is fucking great. Wazzy McWazzle said, Their Christmas
Wait,
memory.
What's the name again?
Wazzy McWazzle.
You're just going to blow by that? I think sometimes we're so jaded at what people's username is.
Oh, for sure.
Wazzy McWazzle, longtime stoolie.
Yeah, Boner Trombone 69 says, like, I feel nothing when I say it now. I get so many weird. They remember for their Christmas in the military being drunk and getting recalled from leave because President Ford died.
Oh, my gosh.
Tuttle Lou said the squad, maybe I shouldn't say their name on this one. No, it's too late. Squad bought a hooker together. So I'm sorry for calling you out. There's a picture of him with a lovely lady in this picture. So maybe we'll bleep out the name I just used there.
Nah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay.
They put it on Twitter.
I like this one from Ocho Official, 1996 Command Christmas Party. Pancho Verde. Why I can't say that word. Pancho Vidra Inn and Spa in Jacksonville. Shout out to Chaps. We got off at noon and drank at the trailer, then went shopping at Goodwill. Found a sweet corduroy suit for $12. Snuck in a bottle of Cisco, and Buddy and I drank out of candy dishes. Woke up in a mud puddle in a parking lot. Who among us?
What a beautiful military Christmas.
Who among
Christmas?
Us?
Like whenever that. You're really drunk, anywhere you lay down is so comfortable.
Oh, it's
the best.
It doesn't
matter where.
Yes.
This is a classic military Christmas party one right here. This is from I Want Some Tacos. They made all they made all the junior Marines sit outside in the rain at the big holiday Christmas party. This is the kind I was talking about that takes place in like the motor pool garage where they put all these tables and chairs out. They made all the junior Marines sit outside in the rain, and they weren't able to hear the numbers for the raffle. They said, "De raffle." But I like that. Like kids at the kids' table, junior Marines get pushed out to like the far edges of the Christmas party all the time. I like Spencer Flam said, EOD was no... Oh. Wow, this is like a five-parter from Spencer on why EOD is no longer... Okay.
God damn. Spencer, you got 240. Let's summarize
Spencer
it fast.
Flam, coming in hot. So he says, an EOD guy showed up in a robe super wasted, yelled at his wife, told the major to fuck off.
Wow.
And then EOD was no longer allowed to wear robes to Christmas parties. That was the problem.
Oh,
it was the robes.
It was the robes,
the
for
guy
sure.
got kicked out, punched a window, and got arrested. So hot patooties over there. Let's see.
Can you show me that picture of that gentleman with the hooker? Because I can't see it anywhere. And I'm
no,
kind of curious.
No, you don't see it? He's very handsome. oh, goodness.
What about the hooker?
Yeah, what about the hooker?
I mean,
what about
asked.
The hooker? And by the way, she wasn't bought. She was paid for her services.
Service.
Which
yeah.
is
very,
very
different.
Lovely service.
Very
and
different.
A useful service to many.
That being said, I really think that each battalion, whenever you come home, like they should have one of those Chinese jerk-off machines.
All right, now we're officially going a little too far.
There's a, what is it called? The Hard Factor guys got a machine. It's called a, it's an auto blow. it's called the auto blow. And it, like, legit.
We are officially off the rails.
It's like an engine motored mouth. Anyways, this is a cute one. Santa coming out of the engine department on the submarine, passing out presents from home. It was a damn good feeling, making the best of being so far from home, stuck in a metal dude tube. I like submarines with metal dude tubes.
That's interesting. I never heard it called that before.
Battalion CO got confronted. This is from Chaos. Battalion CO got confronted by his wife at the Christmas ball. That's never good. I wonder about what. I want to know. I want to sip that tea. There's just a lot of good ones. The got invited to a Christmas party. This is JCB Journal. Got invited to a Christmas party to say thanks to service members at the Yacht Club in Dana Point. My Lance Corporal friends and I showed up and were showered with expensive gifts and free drinks all night. Of course, some of the Marines got way too drunk and were asked to leave. So this fancy Yacht Club invites these young Marines to come. They're giving them like fancy ass gifts, and then they're like, and now you have to go because
you've
fucked it up. that's like
but that's
when,
the Marine Corps and military in a nutshell. I love whenever we do stuff like that because we always get like the best responses. You think that you've seen it all, and then it just proves that you have not seen it all.
You
Every
have
time
not
we do
seen
one of
it
these
all.
Things.
Gosh,
we
there's
got,
just so many good stories
we
out
got
there.
Hundreds and hundreds of answers that were just hilarious. A lot of stories of people having a little too much to drink and getting a little rowdy with their higher ups. The final one, Jack Velbar said, I was brand spanking new second lieutenant and was at my college on active duty orders as a recruiter for ROTC. Our civilian secretary got hammered drunk before the party and then ensued the shenanigans. So I don't know. I just like reading all these little stories. People imbibing a little too much in the grog.
Speaking of, I don't think anyone really got too banged up last night that I noticed.
You mean like in arguments and stuff like that? Or
No. Just a little too overserved.
Like, yeah, I don't remember anybody embarrassing themselves.
No. It was.
I waited until after I left the party to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like a gentleman.
All right, let's move on to round number five. Round number five, we fucked up the rounds because we're a little less prepared than we normally are today. So we're not going to talk about these boots right now. We're going to save it for another time. Kate, you had one joke that you wanted to mention. Want to get that on the record.
Yeah, we were going to talk about, because the Army developed these new boots that can track your movements. I think they're calling them the Bo Bergdahl 3000s.
Got him! Got him!
That's basically why we wanted to have the round, so we got that under there.
Oh, no, she didn't! Anyway.
All right.
All right, let's move on to save rounds and alibis. We'll start with you, young PFC Bread.
Merry Christmas to all our listeners and to the Triplets.
Just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Tiny Tim head ass. Go ahead, Bread.
So I guess technically got promoted.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you were telling us about this last night. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
What happened? I wasn't involved in this decision. How did that happen?
Yeah, he got promoted.
First Sergeant Simons.
Oh, First Sergeant Simons. Okay.
Yeah, gave me a little bump.
All right.
So
Brent was asking if he could get some new rank.
Yeah.
Oh, so is it going to be Lance Corporal Brent in the new year?
I think so. I would say yes.
Leadership will have a discussion, and we'll inform you via counseling.
I say meritorious.
Well, I have to say, though, if this is the promotion you want to Lance Corporal, sadly, it'll be the last one you get on the show, because I don't think we can promote you past Kate. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
You can. I'm a piece of shit. It's all right. I don't mind. Oh, well, congratulations,
Bren.
Proud of you,
Bren. We appreciate everything, all your hard work, and editing up out all of our fuck-ups that we do all the time, so... Merry Christmas to you, too.
I leave some of them in.
Yeah, you do. You dick. All right, let's go. Cons, what do you got?
Certainly, Merry Christmas.
Hey, we're saying it again.
Yeah.
We're saying it again.
I'm a Merry Christmas guy.
We don't care what you think.
Yeah.
The war on Christmas, I served. I served.
Next year, I want to make those T-shirts. I want to make War on Veteran or War on Christmas T-shirts.
Don't make War on Veteran t-shirts. Those won't go over very well.
Yeah, we should make those,
people
too.
Will be angry
War
about
on
that.
Space Force veterans.
Mm.
2019 was a good year for us. A lot of things we got to do for the first time. It was exciting. We have some cool and exciting things coming in 2020, so stay tuned for that. I would also like to say an apology to you three for my... welching on the bet. I had a George Costanza moment, and if you don't get that reference, shame on you. After the fact, I realized what I should have done was sing Anchors Away and then came over the top with the Army fight song. I messed up. So I didn't want to welch on the bet, but my passion got the better of me in the moment, and that's why that happened last Saturday, and I'm sorry to you. Now, I'm not sorry to the people who coming at my neck. Because I don't really care about that, but I do care about how you all view me, and I don't want you to view me as someone who doesn't have integrity.
Well, it's not great, honestly. We don't view you great now, which really stinks.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was
such a sour note. But like I said on Twitter and on the blog, we were on to episode 226. We didn't even bring it up. So big of you, Cons. Let's move. Is that it? Is that all you got?
I think so. If anything else comes up, I'll let you know. I'll bring you back in to the school circle. But that's it for now. I would like to hear from First Sergeant Lugo, though.
Gunny, what we're going to do at 1500, we're going to let all the damn Marines go. But make sure these fuckers know they better be PT'ing on their damn break. Because they come back, I see these fat bodies. I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Thank you, First Sergeant.
Thank you, First Sergeant.
Appreciate that, Top.
I First Sergeant. My save rounds, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever the hell you're celebrating this holiday season, thinking of everybody who is not able to get home for Christmas, especially our listeners and troops overseas right now. You are not forgotten. We love you, and we're so grateful for you. And there will be other Christmases that you get to, and plus your family will feel super bad you're not there, so you probably get some sweet shit. Definitely. It's like having divorced parents at Christmas a little bit, being overseas, pretty much the same.
Yeah, don't be afraid to milk that guilt.
Don't be afraid to milk that guilt. Just milk that guilt. That's made me uncomfortable. Also, if you are going home for the holidays, you build it up in your head. You're in the military. You don't get to go home very often, and you build it up. Going home becomes this like perfect place in your mind, and then you get home and you realize that maybe some of the same problems that were there when you left are still there.
Yeah.
And so people can, there's still toxic things. It's okay to step away and do your own thing for the holidays. And I think Big Time Tommy, PFC Big Time Tommy, has some words on that too.
Are you insane?
He's no shot. He's PFC.
What is he?
Sergeant Major Big Time Tommy.
Oh, Sergeant Major Big Time Tommy. Pardon me, I was thinking of
his
son.
He's been in forever. He's old core as it gets. You kidding me?
He has a message about that that I think is important to hear for the holidays. Master Sergeant Big Time Tommy? Fuck, I don't know. He would never make weight. I don't mean that in a mean way.
Oh, wow.
I wish I hadn't said that. Okay,
Chief Warrant Officer Big Time Tommy, here he is.
That's perfect. Here he is.
How you doing, Instagram and Twitter? It's Big Time Tommy. And here's my thought of the day. Great things happen when you distance yourself from negative people. Remember that. Get rid of the negative people around you, because they will always bring you down. It's very simple. That's the old school way. Make America old school again. Take it easy.
I love that 30 seconds of the show is like us debating what rank Big Time Tommy is.
It's worth a debate to have.
It is. He's definitely, you're right, not lower enlisted.
He's definitely a chief, probably a chief warrant officer three, has his own parking spot that he pulls in with a Cadillac.
I think
this is another niche joke, just like the Babadook one is, where people who aren't like extremely online have had no idea who Big Time Tommy is.
Big Time Tommy jokes are a little bit of a Babadook vibe, I think. You know,
I'm a big fan of Big Time Tommy, though.
Big Time Tommy rolling shotgun with a Babadook.
I want to see a Big Time Babadook.
I like to imagine my Big Time Tommy rolling, listening to freestyle, and in a Cadillac with a Babadook on the side.
120%. Yeah, that's my. But Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever it is,
and a Happy New Year too.
And Happy New Year. I just a ball of love.
Yeah, and
I'm a little drunk, and I just love you all.
My last thing I'll say is, don't be stupid.
Oh, be stupid. Fight the man.
And one last.
Safe sex is great sex. You better wear a latex, because you don't want that latex that I think I'm latex.
Oh, you wasn't even reading that.
Damn.
No, just swap the that was my safety brief all the time to my Marines. After that came out in Lollipop, I was like, man, I'm going to use that as a safety brief every fucking weekend.
Hell yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Bren. So as we're going to be running a couple episodes ago. What are you saying, Bren?
Well, we're going to be running top 10 segments podcast next week. So we're not going to be doing a live podcast like a normal recording one. And we'll put it out on Twitter over the weekend or up and leading up to the episode, but please tweet at us your favorite segments from this year.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's also, a couple weeks ago, you guys were really into singing, right? Can we remember that?
Yes,
every episode we are trying to sing. So in order to go out our last live episode of 2019, I'll give you the opportunity, if you want to, each of you can sing your favorite Christmas song to head us out of the show.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
That's tough.
But it's got to be completely a cappella, because we can't add in music, obviously, after the big fiasco that happened with Misbehaving last week.
Yes.
Right.
We need to keep it
a
cappella.
Okay. Can I go first?
Yeah.
This is a sweet little song that will make everybody overseas.
Are you guys doing a duet? First of all, you're doing a duet, or are you going to do solo? I think you should go solo.
I'm going solo. This is for all the troops overseas who are missing home. I picture them looking out their tent and the snowflakes falling, and they're just thinking of home.
Okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. And I don't think Santa Claus will mind. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy, what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. Oh, this is a long song. I want a hippopotamus.
You I think get we the got idea. It. I think the okay. first and second stanzas were more than good. Enough.
I'm just Let's picturing move on a troop, troop missing his wife and kids. I feel like that really strikes a chord.
I'm going to hope that Bren actually plays the episode out with my actual number one favorite, but the one that I also think I could sing right now is something different. So. Mm. Have yourself.
Old school Chapsy question. If you could sing like any famous Christmas song singer, who would it be and what song would you sing?
Nat King Cole, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
That's the correct answer.
What?
Yeah!
Yep.
Nailed it.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Oh my God.
No, no, that's wow. not it at all. All right, it's on the retreat.
Okay.
Christmas in New York.
Gotcha.